Afternoon, welcome back. 4:49, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. And I'm joined now by a guy I haven't talked to him in a while. Dave Berg is a former Tonight Show producer with Jay Leno, who was there for 18 years. And he's got a piece in today's Washington Times entitled Academy Awards, The Unpopular and Unprofitable. What took you so long for this, Dave?
Well, it could be that the Academy Awards are coming up, and so it occurred to me that I might want to write something about it.
No, you know, it's so funny, though. I read your piece, and I said, you know, this is – I've kind of said the same thing for years. I don't know if this whole Academy Awards – the Academy has outlived its usefulness, if there ever was a use for it.
It does seem odd, doesn't it? And I think maybe the most bizarre story of all is that the film that is pretty much considered to be the odds-on winner, The Artist.
Mm-hmm.
I live in the Los Angeles area, and there's no theater in my community or any community close to me where I can see the film.
How odd is that?
It's very odd, and this is kind of a new experience for me because I used to get all the screeners and go to the screenings, and this year I thought, okay, I'll go out and pay for it. I'll go watch them. That's a tough task. You can't find theaters that are showing these films even.
Huh. Well, what's happened to Hollywood? Most films are losing money. And like you say, they're not being shown in some major markets.
I think what's happened is that the community of Hollywood, and I got a sense of this from the television business, which I was in, I worked at The Tonight Show, and before that, NBC Network News. You have a business where they've forgotten that show business, show business has two words, and they kind of remember the fact that it has the word show, but they've forgotten about the fact that it's a business.
Yeah. Well, movie attendance is down overall. Why do you think that's gone? Why? Just bad films?
Yes, I think it is bad films, and it's interesting. There's a new book out by a guy I know. He's a Hollywood marketer. His name is Gene Delvecchio, and he did a study for this book, which is quite fascinating, and it shows that people they just don't like the product that's coming out. I know it's popular to say that box office receipts are down because of the recession or because theater tickets cost a lot more, but in this book, Creating Blockbusters, he did a study and he found that 59% of the people find that films are boring, or 47% find that they're too slow, and 39% find that they're unfunny. So Hollywood is not putting out the product that people want to see. And I don't know, in any other business, I think the customer always comes first.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, the movie producers, I mean, they've got to be getting feedback. You just mentioned that there's polling information, there's survey information, yet we still don't see any change.
Well, here's the thing. I always thought over the years that the executives, say, at NBC, which went from number one to number four while I was there, at first, I thought they knew what they were doing, and then I figured out, gosh, they don't know anything more than I do. They just act like they do.
Yeah.
And Gene Delvecchio has found, and he confirmed my suspicion all along, that they're really not doing marketing research.
Yeah.
They're into creative vision, and you hear about market research or audience research, but in fact, the way it actually works in Hollywood is the project is already started, the scripts are already bought, the project is begun, and then they don't do the research until the project is almost over.
Yeah, and by then they've invested everything, yeah. But there are still some absolute money makers in Hollywood productions. I'm talking about the Spielberg types, right?
Absolutely, and you have to give them credit. There are people that make more right decisions than wrong decisions, and Steven Spielberg is right at the top of the list. You have people like James Cameron and Jerry Bruckheimer, John Lasseter of Pixar Disney.
Mm-hmm.
They all have the golden touch. But maybe everybody else in town should sort of take their concept of creative vision and sort of leave it at the door and sort of conduct conduct their jobs as if it were a business and not just a show.
Mm.
Do a little bit of research.
Yeah, that would help, wouldn't it? The big loser this year, the film that the most money was lost on, any idea?
Hugo, Martin Scorsese's Hugo, which, interestingly, has garnered the most Oscar nominations. It got 11. But it's a huge box office loser. There are estimates that it cost about $170 million to produce this film.
Wow.
Some say $150. And when you put in the marketing costs, because they have to sort of, as I said earlier, they have to figure out a way to market a loser.
Yeah.
It's up to $200 million, and the worldwide box office is $114 million.
Mm-hmm.
According to Box Office Mojo. I mean, this is a film that is about as big a loser and as convoluted as anything I've ever seen. But, of course, Martin Scorsese is a celebrity.
Maybe they're taking lessons from the U.S. government.
Did
you ever think of that?
Well, the next thing they're going to probably put out is a film called Algae Man. Right? Algae Man's going to save the world from that evil villain, Mr. Oil.
You got it. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. All right, well, listen, enjoy the Academy Awards. I know you'll be watching on Sunday night. Perhaps we can talk about that next week.
That would be terrific. Thank you, Andy.
All right, take care, Dave. Good to talk to you again. Dave Berg, former Tonight Show producer with Jay Leno. He did that for 18 years, and as he mentioned, he worked with NBC.